Now, Castle Bellingham-based charity, the Oran Foundation, was established in 2015 as a fundraising body for children with multiple and complex disabilities. Their inaugural 5 mile run takes place this coming June in Stabadan. And we are joined in the line now by Clodagh Culligan with further details. Good morning, Clodagh.
Good morning, Marissa. Thank you for having me on this morning to talk to you about the Oran Foundation.
You're very welcome. I suppose the first question to ask is, who is Oran?
Okay, so Oran is a little boy who's going to turn 4 now later in May. And Oran was born in 2011 with multiple and complex disabilities. So Oran's grandparents live in Bragganstown in Castle Bellingham, and that's where Oran's Foundation is based, and that's where our Oran's Foundation headquarters are. So we are basically an organisation that set up earlier this year to help fundraise and raise awareness for children like Oran who have multiple and complex disabilities. So the aim behind it is a group of family and friends came together to help Oran and his mum Emma. The primary aim and what we're trying to fundraise for initially is a vehicle to allow them to travel to Oran's many appointments. He has many hospital appointments and he attends Child Vision in Drumcondra. So it's really the main aim was to set up organisation to help Oran and his mum Emma with a modified vehicle and to also support him and other children to the various organisations that support Oran, such as Suzanne House and Laura Lynn and Jack and Jill.
Okay, and what does Oran is now four. What does the future hold for Oran?
Well, Oran's needs are very complex, as I said, and he has a very uncertain future, and he is a very happy little boy. All those who are lucky enough to meet Oran will always comment on the amazing smile that he has. And he's had many setbacks and many difficulties. But the most important thing about Oran is his will and his spirit always shine through. And he has the most beautiful and amazing smile. So what we're hoping for is that by fundraising and by being able to purchase a modified vehicle and being able to assist Suzanne House and Laura Lynn, that we'll be able to make life a little bit easier for Oran and for his mum by making those, you know, practical differences in their everyday life.
And as Oran's life progresses, will he be able to stay at home with his mum, or will it necessitate that he goes into residential care?
No, the aim would be that he would stay with his mum and, you know, the respite centres that support Emma and Oran, such as Suzanne House and Laura Lynn, are fantastic, you know, support for them. And that's why we would be looking to support them, you know, through our fundraising events, like the run that we're holding now at the beginning of June.
Okay, Clodagh, a lot of people were saying, you know, where is the HSE in all of this? Because, you know, Oran and the unfortunate children like Oran, why are they not looking after them?
Well, the HSE do provide nursing support to Oran and to his mum, Emma. But I suppose, you know, because Oran's needs are so complex, there is additional support that is required. And, you know, Emma would always say herself, you know, she has a lot of support from her family members and from friends. And, you know, that's one of the things that has struck us all, and Emma in particular, over the last number of months while we set the foundation up, is the amount of extra support that is out there from people. And people are willing to help us financially and also to offer us advice in terms of fundraising and the things that are already out there for Emma and for Oran. So, you know, the HSE do obviously support Oran, but it's just that there is extra needs that Oran would have, and that's what we're trying to cater for through the foundation and through the other organisations that help Emma and Oran.
And Oran, as you mentioned there, he does have these multiple and complex disabilities. How much has that impacted on Emma's life?
Yeah, well, Emma is an amazing individual. Emma is Oran's full-time carer, and you know, Emma is such a fantastic mum with Oran, and she spends her time making sure that his needs are being met, you know, and she is a very selfless individual, you know, and quite often her own needs would be behind Oran's. Like with every mum and every parent out there, you know, they fully understand that your children's needs come first, and Emma, like any other parent, is like that, you know. So she always, the priority for her is always Oran, and, you know, that's a parent, you know, putting their children first, that's the reality for a lot of parents out there. But as I say, Emma, you know, is blown away by the support. And like the rest of us in the foundation, she's blown away by the support that we have been receiving, particularly over the last couple of months, you know, through events that people are holding for us. Like we had two events last weekend. You know, we had a coffee morning held for us on Saturday. We had a tractor run held for us on Sunday in RD. You know, and there's lots of people attending these events. Dundalk Lions Club have been a great support to us. They've made a financial donation, and they've also offered us lots of advice and tips and suggestions. You know, so we've been really overwhelmed by the goodness and the kindness and the willingness of people out there to help us and to come on board, both financially and with practical advice and suggestions and things like that.
And I suppose, Clodagh, you said there, you know, we all put our children's need first, but, you know, for most of us, providing for those children's needs will not require as much of an input, both financially and time-wise, whereas, you know, Emma is in a completely different area than the normal average parent.
Of course, yes. Yeah, no, and that's absolutely true, you know, and that's why, you know, the likes of myself as a family member and lots of neighbours and friends, and that's why we are, you know, helping out Emma and becoming involved in the foundation and helping organise those different things for Emma and for Oren, you know, because it is very difficult for Emma and for, you know, the family. So it's good to show them that we're there to support them, and in our own individual ways, whether that be by someone coming and participating in our run, by someone doing the mini marathon for us, or by someone holding an event, or by someone giving us a bit of advice or suggestions. You know, we're all there to support them and to help them, and that's really the main aim around the foundation and why we actually set that up in the first place.
Okay, Clodagh, you mentioned there your run. Your inaugural run is taking place this year on the 7th of June?
That's right, yeah, on the 7th of June at 12 o'clock in Stabannan. So our headquarters are going to be at the Stabannan Parnells football field, which is just opposite the church in Stabannan. So that's where everything will be based on the day.
Okay, and it's 5 miles?
It's 5 miles, yeah. It's a 5 mile route. It's been officially measured by Athletics Ireland, by local runner Jim Gonley has been out advising us on the route, and he's assisted us greatly with that. So it's been held, as I said, on the 7th of June. It's 5 miles around Stabannan. It's going to be, we're really aiming this to be for open to runners, to walkers. We want it to be very much a family day as well. So we're going to have face painting for children. We're going to have children's races with little prizes for all children that participate. And there's going to be dancing and music for children and all the family on the day. So it's just to really make it a great family fun day in Stabannan and to try and raise as much funds and awareness as we can for the Oren Foundation.
And if anybody wants to get involved, Clodagh, if they want to register for the race, how do they do so?
They can do so. They can go on to precisiontiming.net and they can register there now anytime from now on. The online registration is open and it's ready for people. We also have a Facebook page set up which contains lots of information about the children's races, about our race sponsors and all those kind of details. All that information is on our Facebook page, and we have a dedicated email, orinsfoundation@gmail.com. And the team of us on the committee deal with that email on a daily basis. So we're happy to get back to people if they have direct queries or any concerns or any questions that they have about the run. But all the information is there on the Facebook page, and people can register now on Precision Timing.
And as we said at the outset, this is about Oren and other children with similar, you know, multiple and complex disabilities. So I suppose if somebody, again, is listening out there this morning and they would like some advice from you on this area, they can get in touch?
Absolutely, yeah, through the dedicated email. You know, we are very much, we're, you know, looking to talk to people in other circumstances, and it just is a support system that we're setting up, you know, and to help the other charities like Suzanne House and Laura Lynn, who help children like Oren who have multiple and complex disabilities.
Okay, Clodagh Culligan of the Oren Foundation, thank you so much for taking our call.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Marissa. Thank you.